Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
There's a lot of economic uncertainty. Are we in recession? How long will inflation persist? Will it go even higher? A lot of challenges for a retiree today. You know, you spent most of your life and your working years accumulating wealth and saving for retirement. But what comes next? The transition from accumulation to income generation isn't just a snap of the fingers. In fact, it's a whole new approach to thinking about your wealth, your goals for that wealth, and what your money can do for you. And with uncertain times ahead, it really does take unique strategies to effectively turn your wealth into a stable retirement income. And I think one of the most important things to realize is you're no longer saving and accumulating money. You're now withdrawing and spending your money. So it really does put a different set of pressures and stresses on the nest egg. And so I've got three tips here this morning just to kind of get you in the right framework, in the right mindset of preparing for the retirement phase. Tip number one is to review your diversification and measure your risk profile. So, you know, most people that I meet with, their risk profile, when they see the amount of risk they're truly taking, are really quite shocked. You know, how long has it been since you evaluated the diversification in your portfolio? What does diversification really mean? What's it supposed to do? To me, it means you have a whole lot of stuff in your portfolio that don't just move up and down together. So if one thing zigs, another zags. And with inflation and rising interest rates, it's important to have, let's call it, non-traditional types of diversification other than just traditional bonds. And specifically, do you own volatility in your portfolio as an asset class, meaning you have a holding in your portfolio that specifically makes money when markets are volatile? Because they're very volatile, and volatility is a reality of stock market investing. Tip number two would be structuring income with what I call bucket planning, where you set aside a bucket that's going to provide for more stable income. You don't want to draw fixed income from a variable investment. You shouldn't be drawing income from investments that are volatile and that are going up and down in the market. Your income in the first really 5 to 7 years from now really should be coming from more stable holdings. And then you only replenish that bucket when markets are up, not when they're sharply down. And then the third tip would be managing your behavior. You know, our behavior, human emotion, is one of the top enemies of successful wealth management. And I think a big part of that is knowing how to structure things ahead of time so you don't get big surprises when markets are inevitably down.
Our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.